Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing less. From the north to the south to the east to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Can you hear us now?
No.
Okay, so let's call it good. So,
that's my number, but I don't hear you guys.
I was disconnected.
Oh, you took orders out.
Everybody, I'm sorry. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, man.
Technical difficulties.
Yeah, I guess we need to be watching to make sure the phone is still on. You know, that's my executive producer. I won't blame her because I just considered it to be on.
Well, it was on when we started the show.
Somewhere down the line, we lost the connection, and so I don't know how that happened. We're talking about these young women and these girls that are getting shot, and more than ever before, women are getting shot. And not only getting shot, but getting killed. And you had made a statement, so let's go back to that.
Well, what I was saying was that, you know, I think a lot of these gangs and groups of people are realizing that, you know, there's beef between the females and stuff. So if they have a female on their side, you know, to fight female B over on their buddy's side or across the block or whatever it is, that, you know, they'll just have the females do the dirty work to the females, and then they don't get in as much trouble. Because a woman hitting a woman versus a man hitting a woman is going to be, in the court's eyes, a little less of a crime. It's still a crime, but it's not a man hitting a woman.
So many of the women, young girls, young mothers, are willing to sacrifice the freedom of their children and the freedom to be with mothers, to be with gangs. Why is that?
To be honest, I don't know. I could never see handing my kid off over to, you know, grandma or auntie or any type of a family member for days or weeks or whatever it is on end just so I can go run the streets. That has never even been a notion to cross in my mind because they're my kids. I'm responsible for those two, and I'm the one that needs to raise them up right. They need to know their mother. They need to see that their mother is doing something productive and successful in life instead of just running around in the streets.
You listen to Blog Talk Radio.
We're having a rodeo.
Yeah. And we want to thank you for tuning in and being a part of what we're doing today. What we're trying to do right now is to talk a little bit about two things, a couple of things about also we do want to congratulate our new mayor, Bessie Hodges. She will be going out with us on the Peace Bus today. We're excited about that. So thank you, Mayor. And then we want to pray for our former mayor, Mayor Archie Ryback, which is in the hospital. We want to pray for his quick recovery and just be thankful that God spared his life because he could have died. And he's been a very, very loyal supporter of Mad Dads and the work that we do. And so we want to thank him for that support. We're talking about survival and how do you survive out in the cold weather. One thing that was interesting to me is that we never had to close school. I don't remember closing school down. It hasn't been done in, I guess, in the last 17 years.
I had one day of school that I can remember when we had a giant ice storm. Like, ice was covered the trees and everything back when I had to have been in, I think, either the last part of elementary school or just beginning middle school. And it was closed down for 2 days. I remember my mom taking us to a movie, and the movie theater didn't even have heat. But they gave us free extra tickets and let us go watch Grumpier Old Men. So that shows you how old that was.
Wow, that's interesting. Now, listen to this. It says there's certain ways to wear layers.
Mm-hmm.
If you must go outside, know the right way to wear your layers. The layer closest to your skin should be a wool or synthetic material, not cotton. Cotton does a bad job of moisture management. The next layer should be a warm layer that's not cotton, like a sweater or fleece. After that, put on a coat, ideally one that is waterproof and insulated.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how many people know that, though?
I didn't. I've got cotton on under my hoodie right now.
Your T-shirt is cotton.
Mm-hmm.
Your underwear cotton,
mm-hmm.
You know. No, I don't know if yours are. I'm just saying. But well, my point is that normally that's what we wear. So
mm-hmm.
They're saying put on a synthetic.
Like that Under Armour that football players wear and stuff like that? That's really good for keeping.
Or wool.
Yep.
So this is something to learn about. Synthetic or wool is what you should be doing when you wear your layers. Depending on the temperature and wind chill, frostbite can set in within minutes. The first sign is a prickly or itchy sensation. Next, the skin will turn red, white, pale, or grayish yellow and start looking hard and waxy. And then comes the numbness and the blisters. If you get blisters, don't pop them. And in extreme weather, cold weather, water pipes can freeze and even break. To help prevent this, leave your tap water on just a little bit so it's dripping continuously. And don't overexert yourself. You know, so many people die, especially our elders die, from shoveling snow.
Mm-hmm.
They go out and try to chop ice and do things like that. And I know that one summer we were out, it wasn't summer, but right after the winter, that they had found a lady, she had just fell in this deep pocket of snow, and they didn't find her till the snow melted.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
And yeah, that's terrible, but that can happen. And so a lot of people don't check on their elders. You know, they don't check on grandma and them, because grandma ain't got no money no more, and grandpa ain't got no money no more. There's no reason to be, you know, it's kind of sad, but, you know, all your life you grow up to be grown, and then when you get grown, you're excited about being grown and on your own, and then you have your kids, and then you get old,
mm-hmm.
and then people forget about you.
Yeah.
And it's well, you know, unless you got good people. I mean, my Aunt Dot, she took care of her mother till she died, and she took care of my wife's mother until she died. And so some people will do that. They will take care of you till the end.
Yep.
I got somebody on the line. Looks like they want to talk. Let's see who's on the line here. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Can I help you? How you doing?
Hey, I was there. About dental?
Yeah. Yeah,
you're on there.
You know, that sounds there.
Okay, I don't think he wanted to be on there. I just think he was listed in. But sounds like the Mad Dads are in full effect.
Yeah.
In the office, and he just probably pushed the wrong button. He probably did not want to be in. But Mae Dot has spent most of her life being a caretaker, and she sat at the nursing home until her mother died every day after work. And she did the same thing with my wife's mother.
Oh, wow.
And she has been that kind of woman. And I admire that because that takes a lot of patience, a lot of perseverance. And I don't think a lot of people do that nowadays. When somebody gets sick and needs somebody there, I used to work at a nursing home. And the only person that came and showed them love most of the time was me. I put the teeth in their mouth. I gave them a hug. And the only time the kids would come is when that person would die, and they'd come and get the TV and whatever jewelry was there. And that was it. And I would always say to myself that I hope that somebody looks out for me better than that. So what you need to do, too, is make sure during this Arctic blast that you stock up on the stuff that you need. Stock up on food and stuff that like that, and make sure you have a week's worth of food and safety supplies on hand to avoid having to leave the house. You know, for me, I mean, I got to leave the house, though, man. I left the house yesterday. I can't stay in the house like that. I just couldn't do
yesterday
it.
Yesterday was your excuse to stay in the house. It was 45 below.
Well, you were on the train, so what are you talking about?
I don't know.
You had the kids on the train the other day.
No, that was my, those were late. I did that on Sunday.
That was on Sunday?
That was on Sunday.
Okay. Well, you didn't post it till Monday.
Yeah,
okay.
I know. I was a little late on that.
Oh, that's what happened. Okay. But, you know, yeah, I had to get out, and I actually came to the office and did a few things, and, you know, and so I believe that some people can stay in a house like that. I just can't do that. It's you know, I can only watch so many movies and only do so much stuff. So for me, you know, I'm just a person that has to be doing things. And I enjoyed being off on a few days, and that was cool. But I couldn't take no more. I did enough.
Yeah.
You know, I did enough housework. I could have did more housework. I'm glad Ruthie's not listening. She would just be like, "You didn't do nothing," and it's probably true. So anyway, we want to talk about these tips. These are great tips.
You know, there's something that I would like to mention, just because apparently people are putting a lot of emphasis on these challenges that Facebook is sending out, and they've got this Facebook winter challenge or something that has people running outside in this freezing cold weather, naked in the snow. People have lost parts of their bodies because of this. Please don't do this. This is the dumbest thing in the world. Seriously, if somebody else were to put a Facebook challenge up there and says, okay, the bleach drinking challenge, drink a cup of bleach and see if you survive. Are you guys going to do that? No. Please don't jump in the snow naked. You guys are going to miss fingers, toes, legs, arms, whatever. You're going to freeze.
You know, that's a good point. Now, what is this challenge called?
It's the winter challenge or the snow challenge or something, but it's been floating around Facebook for the past few days. I've seen videos of men, women, and as far as I'm concerned, they're all idiots because they're just jumping in the snow with nothing on.
With nothing on, what do you mean, they're naked?
Yes.
And they're posting it?
And they're posting it.
What?
Yes. And
I haven't seen anybody post that on my thing. Well, I guess I wouldn't. They don't put that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, I can show you one if you want to see it. We can find it on Facebook.
Wow.
But there was a gentleman, I guess, in Chicago that lost a body part of his due to this challenge. So please don't do that.
Wow. Yeah, definitely don't take those kind of challenges. They're not good. They're not good for you. You don't want to miss, you know, come up and, you know, freeze your thing. Get that frozen, you're in bad shape, man. So,
I can't.
She might, but
okay.
Are we back on Blog Talk?
We're back on.
Technical difficulty. Blog Talk is got issues, and we don't know why. So we're glad that we have one caller that's been very patient. He's Marco Mondain. Thank you, thank you, Marco, for being patient. being on the line with us for this episode of Blog Talk Radio. I want to say big ups to, looks like we're going to be starting a chapter in Illinois. I'm excited about that. And Omaha, Nebraska is going to be starting back up again. And it's really, really nice. And, you know, Erica didn't get a chance to get in it. And she's not really interested. She's mad. But I know she is disappointed. It's really nice. It's really kind of nice. And it will be airing really soon. We'll be promoting it. And thank you for helping us. She was really huge in helping us prepare for that day, though. We had a great day. We had Outreach Republican. We had a wonderful job fair, resource fair. Lots of people showed up. Cameron Jay was here. Q Bear was here. We had all the.
I got my picture with Q Bear. That was cool.
Yeah, and
like 8 feet tall.
And then also I want to thank everybody that showed up for the our Christmas party.
Yeah.
That was really nice. I want to just thank everybody that's always sent us cards and well wishes. We had great entertainment.
Yes.
We had some fabulous food, more food than we could have ever have ate.
I know. We had all those people, and all those people brought food and that fabulous cake that that young girl had made.
Oh, yeah. That was wonderful. And so we're thankful. What's the name of the church that came?
I don't remember. I think they were from a couple of different churches. It was just a group of people that came from Alexandria.
Alexandria, Minnesota. We want to thank all the folks out there from Alexandria, Minnesota that came out. If you got kids, and we see a lot of kids, and I thank the governor for shutting down the school, and I thank the schools, because a lot of parents do not dress their kids properly. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Oh, they don't.
I see kids holding their sleeves, hands inside their sleeves and all that, because they do not have proper gear on.
Wait, let me defend that one little piece real quick, just because my children, they both have hats, they both have mittens, they both have scarves. Acacia gets her snow pants on, boots, hat, scarf, everything. Kalia refuses to put her mittens on. She
okay.
says she wants to put them in her jacket, and so the second I get them on, she pulls them right back off. You know, and she's 3 and a half. There's no way you can, you know, she's got her own mindset. I said, okay, your fingers are going to freeze.
But there are a lot of parents that just, you know, once they lose them, they don't buy them again.
Yeah.
They, you know, they punish them. But at some point, you need to make sure if they don't have them, that you take care of them, because the cost of the medical cost versus the cost of punishing them is very severe.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it was good that you defend some parents, but some parents are not being responsible.
You're right. You're right. Because, you know, like I said, Kalia takes her mittens off. She took her mittens off a couple weeks ago before Christmas and left them in Target. And, you know, yeah, she had to come home on the bus with no mittens on because we could not find them. She didn't know where she put them down, and I wasn't going to walk through the whole store for an hour, 2 hours looking for mittens. So I was like, all right, you're going to have to walk home. We're going to have to go without your mittens until we can get some more. She was very unhappy. I think she kind of learned her lesson on that one, and now every time she goes to take her mittens off, she gives them straight to me instead of, you know, putting them down somewhere, even putting them in her pockets. But, yeah, I let her go that one trip, and that's it. It's too cold out here to be playing with that. And, you know, I know the struggle. I know how it is, you know, to not have the money right then and there to buy new mittens for your kids if they lose them. You know, because I was at Target. Target has mittens, but I didn't have the money to buy her any new mittens. So, you know, if you can't afford that, put a couple of pairs of socks on their fingers. Do something.
Well, that's good advice. So you heard it from us. We talked about how to deal with the cold. Don't freeze. Survival guide is staying safe in the frigid cold. Stock up on your food. Make sure you wear layers. Make sure you put synthetic or wool stuff closest to your skin. Watch for the signs of frostbite. Leave faucets slightly on, and don't overexert yourself.
And if protect you have animals, bring your animals in.
Yeah, protect your pets. Don't leave Fido outside to defend for himself, because he can't. Even though he's got a doghouse, it's pretty cold in there.
And I know.
They say if the animals have short hair, they're supposed to wear sweaters in this type of weather.
So, if you got a dog with a short hair, get him a coat. Get him a jacket. Get him something like that.
And a couple of pairs of boots.
Or something like that. And if you know, if you got a son with short hair like I do, like Marco, he's got short hair, get him a hat. You have to get him a hat. I won't let Marco walk around without a hat on because his head will get cold. And try not to smoke a lot of cigarettes.
Yep.
Because they make you go outside. So you don't need to go outside because you don't need a cigarette. For those of you that have been listening, it's been Blog Talk Radio. It's been a pleasure to talk to you. I want to thank you, first of all, thank our executive producer, Erica. Thank you very much for making it happen. We will be back on next week. We'll be talking about more things that are relevant to the work we do in Mad Dads and how blessed we are to have you on our team. Thank you, and God bless you.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Man, it gets destruction because you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto and he's pressing nothing left. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Mad Dads, how you feel? On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, you struggle fighting serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love on the...
Yeah, M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men Against Destruction, because you know that we're the best. Marco's still online, I must confess. Hey, son, what you doing? You know we the best. M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Mad Dad's in the house. God bless you. Talk to you soon.